Hello, beautiful people. It's your girl Jackie O with Kink Unashamed. Oh, listen, let me tell you. I am so tired of this light, bright, yellow bitch named Pollen. Pollen is one fat, nasty, raggedy, no good ass bitch. Stankin' pussy ass, no walls having ass bitch. I hate Pollen. I can't go outside for longer than 5 minutes without sounding like I'm fucking dying of emphysema with, you know, a snotty nose. Just like, I hate Pollen. Jesus. So I apologize if I sound excessively nasally. I'm trying to push through. But Pollen is a raggedy bitch. I live in the southern United States, and it's ridiculous. This Pollen is like, oh my God. I don't know if it's like this everywhere else in the U.S., but or in the world, but Pollen is so terrible. Like, it is fucking terrible. So I apologize for that. I wanted to record and upload earlier this week, but I was so, like, it was bad. If you think this is bad, I was sounding like Gretchen from Recess. And if you know who Gretchen from Recess is, I fuck with you the long way and the strong way, because not everybody is down with Recess. Yes, it's a cartoon. It was popular when I was growing up, or when my brothers were growing up. I don't know. Anyway, it was popular, bitch. I fucks with Recess. It was so funny and it was so real. It was up there in the Hey Arnold with me. Like, it was in that realm for me. I fucks with that. So yeah, that was, I'm telling you, I get off on the craziest tangents, and it's blaming on the alcohol. Like, she lit. And I probably should stop drinking wine, because drying. Oh ho. Wine tends to dry out my mouth, and with talking, it's not smart, but whatever, because that means I just have to keep drinking more wine, and then I get more drunk, and then you guys get, you know, the antics. So yeah. Oh yeah, a normal person would be drinking water to hydrate normally. Bitch, not me. Where the wine at, ho? And I'm being good tonight with the wine and not with tequila, honey. So, growth. This is growth. So far. How long? I've been talking for 3 minutes about a whole bunch of nothing. So, hello, beautiful people. I am so excited to be back and somewhat sounding like myself. Almost there. I still cannot smell or taste anything. It's driving me fucking crazy. If you have ever experienced the loss of smell and taste, and you know any home remedies that might bring it back, please email me at kinkunashamed@gmail.com. Like, I am desperate. I miss the taste of food, the smell of a man. Oh, I want my fucking nose back so bad. I don't even care about my taste buds. Just give me my nose back, please. Fuck, give me my nose back. Again, off topic. So, I want to first start out by thanking each and every one of you listening. I am just overwhelmed by the support and the love. I fucks with y'all. I love y'all. And when I tell you, I'm so appreciative and I'm so humbled, because I was literally just a girl with an idea and not a whole lot of people supporting me, backing me, going into this being, you know, anonymous as it pertains to my personal life. And so, I mean, I don't have the huge following, all of my friends and my family to support me and things like that. So, you know, to have you all showing up and listening and supporting, I cannot thank you enough. And I hope that I'm giving you content that you're interested in. And I do not get a lot of feedback. I get some here and there, little kudos here and there. Nothing long-winded or, you know, drawn out. But today I received an email from a young lady named Tabitha. And that is as far as I'll go as disclosing anything about her. But super, super sweet. And I was at a place of kind of needing a nudge of positivity, like, hey, girl, keep going. And she dropped something so sweet in my lap, and I was so appreciative of that. And it was the boost that I needed to be able to come back and, you know, sit in front of the mic and be able to deliver something that, you know, is entertaining and, you know, fun. And I hope y'all enjoy this topic. It's a little crazy. I legit didn't even know how to talk about this topic. So anyway, back to Tabitha. I thank you. I appreciate you. I love the love. And Tabitha managed to stumble across a surprise giveaway. And I literally have just been like, I really want to do a giveaway. And I've been talking with a few people about it. I'm like, I really want to do a giveaway. And I couldn't figure out how to put it in action. And then I was to the point where I'm like, you know, I'm just going to start randomly doing it. So when somebody reaches out to me or somebody says something or, you know, I see a post on, because, you know, if you follow me on Instagram, I'm going to follow you back. So if I see, you know, a post of yours that's funny, intriguing, whatever, like just randomly picking people based on the connection to, you know, this podcast. And to get something so kind and randomly was, you know, I needed that. And I'm so appreciative and I'm so thankful and I'm so humbled by it. And I really want y'all to know I say it because I mean it. And the surprise giveaway wasn't a whole lot of something. It was a $25 Amazon gift card. So I said all of that to say thank you again, Tabitha, and to also say, let's get engaged with each other because I want to do some interesting stuff. I want to not only give away gift cards, there are a few items that I am in possession of that I would like to give away. I've actually kind of shown, I actually showed one of the companies on the Instagram. She's super funny and she has t-shirts and mugs and all of this merchandise that's just way outside the box, and I love it and I'm here for it. And I would like to do some giveaways with some of her items, but I would also like to do, you know, the random Amazon giveaway and then maybe a few suggestions of items that, you know, I prefer and enjoy. And see, I'm literally dying. Pollen is killing me. Do you hear this? This is me dying. I apologize. You know, a better woman would edit it out, but fuck. Like, I'm real. Girl. So, yeah. You may get a random gift card and some random suggestions for items that I enjoy, whether it be lingerie, sex toys, you know, some bondage, basic bondage, you know, thingies. So, just a thing. Let's get engaged with each other and have conversations and tell me if I'm off base on something, on base. Let's have a dialogue because I would really love to integrate what you all have to say into the conversation. So I'm going to shut the fuck up about all of that. Thank y'all again. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. And I cannot say it enough. So we're here to talk about when I grew up, my elders always left this impression that sex with a much older man would put you at risk. And y'all are going to think I'm crazy as hell, but it's so fucking true. So I am from, again, the South. And one of the thoughts is that an older man, an old man. Now, I have said something about an old man before. And when I say old man, I'm talking about someone who is in his mid-50s in life now. So when I talk about what I was taught growing up as an old man, we're talking about 60s, 70s, and older. And the thought was that these old men had worms. Like, there's these old man worms that come out of their penis. I know it sounds crazy as fuck, and it's so superstitious, but I swear to God, this shit, and I bring it up because I just want you to know where I was in my head when I met this person who was literally twice my age. His name is Pat, And he is one of the most kind and gentle men I have ever met in my life. But he is twice my age. I am 31 and he is in the 62, 63-ish realm. I thought he was 61, but I'm like, no, he was 61 when I met him and I've known him for a while. So yeah, he's in the 62, 63 realm now. And, yeah, when I met Pat, he really kind of stumbled upon me and he was very infatuated with me based on my looks and the curves of my body and the kinks that I'm into. And he, with him being so into my looks, wanted me to almost be his muse on this sex toy called a Sibian. And I think I'm saying it right. And it literally looks like, what is that thing called? Like the harness? It's the thing on the horse. The horseback. What is the shit called? The thing that you're on? Is it the harness? No, it's not. Anyway, bitch. The thing that goes on the back of the horse. What the fuck is that thing called? I really should stop drinking while I take a drink. My mouth is so dry. The saddle. Oh my fucking God. The goddamn saddle. Jesus. That thing. Like that. And it's something you know, you basically sit on as a female or as a male. You could sit on it as well. And it has sex toy attachments. So it's quite the sex toy. And that was some shit that I had only ever seen like on Real Sex. And I know who the fuck has not seen Real Sex. Bitch, listen. Can we have a moment for Real Sex? Oh, can we have a fucking moment for Real Sex? I was sneaking and watching Real Sex when I was like very young. I'm not even going to get into numbers. I was very young sneaking and watching Real Sex. And I remember, I will never forget the opening with like the little painted people. Oh man. And then street confessional question shit. Cause I was amazed. I'm like, regular people? This is probably why I'm fucking. And even there was that one section, it was like, you know, the sexy show. What is it? Skinamax. Is that what they call it? On, Cinemax, Emmanuel, the little alien sex person thing. I was sneaking and watching that shit. But Real Sex needs to come back. Like, legit. Like, seriously, why? Like, I am all here for a Real Sex revamp. Like, bitch, if we could get to that place and we could get us a Real Sex revamp on TV, that would be lit. Girl, let's aim. We're going to shoot for the stars and aim for 10 years from now. We're going to speak that shit into existence. Like, Real Sex needs to be back. I have so many things I would love to explore with a fucking camera. Bitch. Oh. Lord. There are so many things I would love to show the world in an educational format, bitch. Not porn. Education. Real Sex was educational. And it was funny. Like, some of the shit, I think the one thing that stuck out to me was like, it was like a sex, not like a cult. Like, there was like these therapeutic things where these people would have like mind sex with each other. And they'd be like butt naked, like in the woods, like bodies gyrating. You remember like the cone heads in the movie when they put the little thing on their head and they had like mind sex with each other? So I remember a scene on the fucking Real Sex show where they're like in the woods having this mind sex with each other and like vibrating energies. I'm like, what in the hell? I will never forget that. And I saw, my God, I am all over the place and I apologize. But yeah, I remember, if I would remember nothing else, I remember that shit and being absolutely fucking mesmerized. And then I think there was another episode with, and I think it was Real Sex. I've watched so many documentaries on sex stuff, but there was a little, you know, segment on like nudist places. You know, you always think about the nude beaches, but like I've, you know, learned about resorts and shit as a young adult watching Real Sex. Like, I'm like, the fuck? These old ass people, like my grandma's age at that point, like these old people with like gray hairs on their balls and they walk around naked at the fucking Real Sex show with their dick out on like on TV. The fuck? Oh my God, Real Sex was lit. And then the Caddy Ranch was lit. And that's what it was called? The little bunny ranch? Cat? Y'all know what I'm talking about. That's just crazy. I'm like, these people are buck wild on TV. Like, I don't know if I got it in me to be that exposed on television. I don't know if I got some kind of balls. And I'm a nasty bitch. Like, I'm nasty in real life. Cool. Like, I am that, and I own it. I stand up in my shit. I'm nasty. But I don't know if I could, like, air all my dirty laundry to the world like that. I don't know. I don't know if there's enough alcohol or drugs. I don't know. Like, my coochie out. Like, porn. Could I do porn? I mean, shit, if you look hard enough, you might find me in some amateur porn on fucking, who knows? I have been recorded and didn't get copies, or I didn't make sure that I was the only holder of the copy. I was dumb. I mean, shit, I made mistakes. That's why I'm trying to help y'all not make those mistakes. But I may already be out there. But that amateur shit that's buried somewhere, that's like whatever. But like a segment that is being displayed on a national fucking network like HBO. Words, I tell you what, HBO, like, whoo, honey, everybody was watching Real Sex, and everybody was talking about Real Sex. They need to bring that shit back. I would love to do the street confessional shit. Oh, tell me all your dirty secrets. Oh, tell me. I love that shit, and that's like, see, I have these very outrageous thoughts, and then I just want to say them out loud. I don't need y'all to judge me. So I'm just going to move right along. So, yeah. Real Sex was the first place that I saw the Sibian. Or these, like, sex toy machine things. And that was the first thing I thought about when, you know, he introduced this as something he wanted, you know, me to mount, basically, for him. And because he wanted to just watch me enjoy myself. And, you know, he was even talking about a girl that he, you know, been involved with before, had, like, passed out, like, in the middle of an orgasm while riding this sex toy, because it's quite intense. And the best way I can describe the intensity of it is, like, if you put a fucking dildo on the end of a power drill, like a zzz drill, a fucking dildo, and plow that into your pussy and let that spin around and go crazy nonstop without you being able to get up off of it. It's intense. It's a whole lot of feelings, and you start losing control of your hips and your thighs and your knee. Like, everything wants to, like, convulse, and the orgasms, they mount, and they're like body crushing orgasms while you're quivering like a leaf. And it's a lot. You talking about cold sweats, like you want to cry from the intensity of it. Like, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about that shit. Was crazy. That machine is whoo. And they're like different fucking attachments to it. Oh my God. Like a regular size dildo or a skinny dildo. Like, peep the Instagram page. If you haven't already seen it, I posted a picture of a Sibian. Actually, the Sibian that I mounted. So yeah, and if you're not following the Instagram, I'm telling you, I don't understand why. @KinkUnashamed. So yeah, just take a look at it, peep it, and I'm telling you, that thing with those attachments, because there's like one attachment that it would remind you of, like, you know, those little Nerf balls that have the ball at the end and then like the little foam attachment on the bottom. It would remind you of something like that because it was kind of like a bulb on the top and then it was kind of thin on the bottom. Oh, man. at like these rapid speeds, going in and out, thrusting in and out. You know, you're in this mounted position, like you're horseback riding. And whoo. You know, with him, he was very into, you know, basically restraining you to the point where you couldn't move. So, you know, if I'm mounted on it, on my knees, on the, you know, the floor, the carpet, whatever, and this thing is going at full speed with, like, my hands tied behind my back, it's very difficult to get up off of that. Like, and all you can do is try not to fall the fuck over. But what intense orgasms you have. I had. But I have not encountered another person who even knows what a Sibian is, let alone owns one. So, Pat is a very special individual. For more than that. So, I mentioned that Pat is twice my age, 62, 63-ish. Pat ain't a whole lot of man. Pat's like I think he might be short. He is shorter than me. Yeah, I look down to him when we interact. Jesus. Yeah, he's shorter than me, and I'm like 5'7", so he's in the 5'5"-ish, I would say. And as everybody knows, I'm a bigger girl, and he's not a bigger guy, so he's very petite. Like, and it's a joke between he and I feel bad for saying it. I hope it doesn't come off the wrong way, but we had this little joke about, he says he feels like a leprechaun standing next to me. Like, damn. It's like, shit. Little elf. Like, you know, I made a joke about, you know, Hobbit or something, but anyway, he's, you know, just a very average looking older man. And to look at him, you would not think that that man can get it down like he gets it down in the bedroom. Like, you do. Pat changed the game, because I had never even. Now, the guy that I call old man, the average guy, he, again, early 50s, that was the oldest I'd ever interacted with. And that was really pushing like crazy outside of, everybody was like, what are you doing? So to go 10 years older than that is like catastrophically crazy. So to enter into this situation, just like purely out of curiosity of the machine, like I entered into the situation and we, you know, talking back and forth and sharing back and forth. I was like, yeah, I gotta meet this guy and I gotta meet this machine. And, you know, he was very respectful and did a whole lot to make me feel very comfortable. And, you know, the one thing I will say about older men in my personal experience with this older man and even the other, they take damn good care. Like, they want to feed you. Like, did you eat today, baby? Like, do you need to take a shower first? Do you need, like, is there anything? Do you want a drink? And I mix you a drink. And I'm like, do you want water? I'm like, oh, God. These older men, they're so nice. They want to, like, give you a snack after they fuck you. It's great. I love it. I will definitely take some fruit snacks. Thank you. Yes. Like, tuck me in and all that shit. Like, I am here for it. And that is so fucking weird. I know, but it's the truth. They take such good care of you. The wine and dine thing is real, but, like, that man will go in there and make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich if I asked him to after I fuck him. Hell, before I fuck him. He's just a sweet guy. And he has good dick. And it's a big one, too. And it gets hard. Like, hard. So, one of the things, so like I said, I grew up with this superstition that older men have worms. Of course, as a person with common sense and who has gone through anatomy course, I understand that is like far-fetched as hell. Okay, I get it. If there is the likelihood of someone having a worm coming out of their penis, it ain't got nothing to do with their old age, but something else is wrong. Like, Jesus. So, it's just a funny story, so that's the only reason I told it. But, you know, I went into this situation, like, not knowing what to expect. Like, you think about an older man or older person, the body starts to kind of, I don't want to say droop and sag, but I guess that's kind of what the body, gravity starts to pull on things. And I have heard about, you know, older guys having an issue with getting a super hard erection. And I have even been involved with some guys in their, you know, 40s that don't get as hard as someone in their 30s, in my experience. But alcohol and all kind of other stuff can have an effect on that. But I was surprised to find that is not the case in the 60s. Because, yeah, Mr. Pat got that work. I was like, ooh. And what fucked me up was, like, the first time we met up, we did not have sex. We did the toy thing. That's what we had talked about. It was to get to know each other, feel each other out, and just see if we were into each other on a physical level like that. Because, you know, you talk back and forth with someone, and then you do kind of like your background checks to screen the person to make sure you're good to, you know, move forward. And we're talking weeks, you know, and sometimes months. So, you know, once you get to that point and you're, you know, pleasantly surprised. And then, you know, it's just a matter of, you never know, like the person's breath may stink, or you might not like their body odor, or like they may not clean their fingernails or their toenails. Like, you never know. And then you don't find that out until you meet a person. Like, their dick might stink, or their pussy might stink. Or, you know, I don't know. You never know. It's like, yeah, they're, you know, a bigger girl. But what does that bigness look like in front of me? Like, and that is perfectly fine to say. And no one has ever said that to me, but I assume that's just like, you know, you have to kind of gauge that, because photographs can be misleading on both ends. Like, I've met guys that use angles that make them look taller, and then you meet them and they're very short, or they use angles to make their dick appear to be something that it ain't, or they do the super up close angles and never any far away angles, so you don't really know what you're dealing with. So the first, you know, meetup is really just like almost like an interview in person. Like, are you really who you say you are? Let's see if the goods are what they are supposed to be. So I might inspect a dick and not touch a dick, or I might touch a dick. It all depends on how I fucking feel that day. But meeting him, we had talked about the toy, and that was the goal. The goal was to feel each other out, see if we vibe, and then introduce the toy, and then to see where it went from there. And yeah, that toy was a lot. And so yeah, we found that we were attracted to one another. And how I knew I was attracted was, I was like super shy, like like almost girly, because he was so affectionate and so like, you're so beautiful, and you're so this and you're so, and I'm just like, Lord have mercy, Jesus, wanting to kiss and touch, and I'm not the kiss and touch. Like, he was just lovey dovey, and it really, I don't know, it made me shy. So I'm like, I think I kind of like this dude. Ew, you like somebody twice your age? What the fuck, bro? Like, what are you doing? So yeah. I really like Pat, though. Like, it's funny, as I see her talking about him, I'm smiling and shit. But anyway, pack out that work, pack out that D. It gets super hard, and this man can go, like, multiple rounds back to back. Like, it got to the point where I was like, is he popping a pill before I get here? Because I don't understand how, a 32-year-old that I fuck with needs, like, an hour to recuperate after he gets a nut. And this man is able to get me off several times, get off himself, and then he's ready to go in like less than a minute. Like, wait a minute now, hold on. Did you take some medicine for this, or is this really your natural get down? Like, your dick really? Who? And it's a nice one too. It's a nice size. Of, you know, the length and the girth is just and he is one of those people where it's like, again, when I'm looking at him, I'm like, I'm attracted to this person, but it's the whole everything. It's how you talk to me, how you make me feel. And my vagina is going to tell me how we feel about a situation. Like if I'm sitting here and I feel my panties getting wet, I feel my pussy throbbing, just being in your presence and interacting, like shit, my body is into you. Like I'm aroused and I'm trying, my body wants to fuck. So I have to follow that compass. And I think that that for me has become very important, to stop looking at the outer shell of a person. And that's why I say there's nothing that anybody could ever say that will penetrate, because it's all about the energy and it's all about the vibe and it's all about how you make people feel and how they make you feel. So, you know, you get around a person, and I have been told that my energy is kind of magnetic, and I'm an Aquarius. So I'm like super, you know, like, yeah, you know, and I love people and I love interacting with people. I love sharing experiences. And for me, no interaction is a loss. So if we entered into this situation expecting to fuck each other and we meet each other and the vibe ain't there, but you cool, so we can still be homies and, you know, maybe phone sex and, you know, mutual masturbation or something like that. But it's, for me, no relationship is lost. So even if you just become a homie that I chat with randomly, if I have a question, or if you have a question or whatever, you know, so look at me, I'm telling you, I go off on these tangents and I apologize. But so yeah, that's how the first interaction went down. And then, you know, follow-up interactions, the smashing started, the smashing is great. I mean, I was just amazed that the man could go back to back like he could. And he looking at me like, can I have more? Like, are you good to go? And this man talks about my pussy like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, we have to have a conversation about dirty talk. I don't know. We don't have enough time. I've already been running my mouth for 30 fucking minutes. Jesus. I'm so sorry, y'all. So, yeah. I don't even know what the hell I was talking about. Jesus Christ. So, yeah. Dick was good. All that good stuff. Amazed by how frequently he could just pop right back up. Just so sweet in how he talked to me. And it was sweet and kind of strange, because it was just so different from what I was used to, because I love me some dirty talk. That's what I was talking about. See, I'm telling you, I keep getting lost, but luckily I have notes that I can follow. So yeah, maybe we should have a conversation about dirty talk, because I am about that life. And his is not the norm. It's like, you have such a sweet pussy, Jess. And I just told you my real name, folks. And I'm not gonna fucking fix it. So yeah, but we're still Jackie O with Kink Unashamed. Whatever, blame it on the alcohol, who gives a shit. So yeah, just the way he just says stuff is so strange, and like you want to giggle, but it's like I'm so aroused, like I'm dripping. Like I would almost say that man has gotten me wetter than I have almost ever been. Like he has pushed it to a limit of just like, holy shit, did I piss on my, like, what the hell happened? And that's just in being aroused by the mental, all of that mental shit is such a big part of it. And that's why it's important to have real dialogue with people before you enter into physical relationships with people. Because for me, I need to be able to enter into a sexual situation knowing all of the boundaries and being very clear on who I am and what I'm looking for in the situation. And that takes time. That takes time. And I have entered into situations too soon. Who hasn't? And then you're like, fuck. Because you weren't clear, they weren't clear, and you're just rushing toward a finish line that you kind of need to take it slow and steady. And it for me, it has never ended well when I rushed into a situation, because some of them, it's like if you had invested a little bit more time, you would have realized it wasn't worth it. And then you could have just saved yourself the frustration of this meetup that didn't turn into anything. So, yeah, I swear. I'm sorry. I apologize. Just all off topic. But yeah, super sweet guy. And I was actually going to read an email that he sent me. How much time have we spent? I mean, really, I don't have... Actually, this was really the only thing to talk about today. So, I'm going to read y'all this email that he wrote me. And I don't even remember what all of this shit says. Okay, bitch, we're going to read it. Oh, Lord, we're going to really read it. This is a lot of reading. Let me drink. Lord, have mercy. Yeah. I hope I haven't lost y'all, but this is like a fantasy write-up kinky thing that he sent me when we very first started like interacting with each other. And that's why I say things like this are important, because it becomes very clear what the person is looking for and, you know, what their intent is in the situation. So he starts it out by saying something to think about, dot, dot, dot. We started as friends and became lovers. You come visit. We kiss as you enter. I hold you close with your sexy ass in my hands. I become hard as you are close to me. My mind is flooded by thoughts of you and your wonderful body, always hungry for play and love. You are wet with anticipation of the sexual pleasure that awaits you. We kiss and explore. I slip my hand in your shorts and touch your clit as we continue to kiss. Your breath quickens as I tease you. I pick up the Wii Vibe, which is a sex toy, and slip it into place in your wet pussy. Your excitement increases knowing that I have the remote control. We sit on the sofa in my bedroom listening to music. We kiss and explore. I love your perfect sexy body and have to explore. You feel the Wii Vibe come to life, teasing your clit and G-spot. I press against you as we tease each other, so the Wii Vibe is pressed hard against your clit. The vibration pattern changes and you tense as we are locked in a kiss. Your pussy is so wet and wanting to be filled, but that will be later. I find your familiar, beautiful, erect nipple and torment you as I periodically change the vibration pattern on your clit and G-spot. I squeeze your very sexy breast as I make love to your nipple. You have a wet spot on your shorts, and so do I. I fill it with my hand as I touch you all over your wonderful body. I strip you of everything except your shorts. I continue to torment your nipples as the Wii Vibe continues to assault your pussy. You are panting and squirming. You free my cock, stroke it, and take me in your mouth. Your lips are so sexy as I slide down my cock. You feel so wonderful to me. I break away and lead you to the bed, bending you over the bed with your round ass available. You are beautiful. I pull your panties into your ass to explore your cheeks and keep the Wii Vibe in your pussy. I spank you until your cheeks turn pink. Every swat makes you tense on the Wii Vibe. I stop to remove your panties. The Wii Vibe drops out of your tight, wet pussy. I flip you over. Your sexually wanton body is a work of art. I am so hot for you. I kneel before you to please your beautiful pussy. I love your softness and your wonderful fragrance. I replace the Wii Vibe with my tongue, lips, and fingers. I work you into a frenzy. Then I help you. I help you up to lead you to the other side of the bed where the Sibian waits. I help you to get comfortable on it and settle on the bed in front of you. I take the controls. You feel the vibration starting in your crotch, deeper and much more powerful than your favorite vibrator. You look at me with your beautiful words. You look at me with your beautiful eyes as you take my cock in your hands and mouth as I increase the powerful vibrations that are making you want to come. I pull out the riding crop that I had stashed. Whew. You feel your pussy tighten and throb even more when you see it. I swat you on the ass as I turn up the vibrations. You clench on the increasing throbbing in your pussy. You stiffen after several swats to your ass. You are about to come, but I back off to continue the tease. Like, for real, y'all, this is really about to put me in a bad place. Whew! You seriously lick and suck me, grinding on the Sibian as I continue teasing your pussy. I turn it up, then stand up and press you down as I turn up the vibrations and rotation of the cock as I spank you with the riding crop. You come as you have never before. I back it down to let you come down, only to take you there again and again. Your breath is ragged and you are sweaty. Your pussy is so wet and throbbing. I am so hard from watching beautiful you. I am so hard from watching beautiful you in orgasm, grinding your sexy body on my sibian as you please me. I must have you. I run my hand through your hair as I back down the controls. You slump in exhaustion. I feel your body in beautiful ass. I then bend you over the bed. You are hot and steamy. Yummy, too. You moan sweetly as I tease and stroke your ass. I must have you. I stand and fill your horny, wet pussy with my large cock. You yelp as I hit bottom. You love the feeling of my cock, that feeling you have been needing so badly. Your wetness feels so wonderful to me. I thrust deeply into you, with my hands pulling you onto me. You are tight, wet, and so hot. You are so beautiful, but I want to see your face, eyes, and sexy body. I withdraw, flip you over, and crawl between your open, waiting legs. I pick you up by your hips and impale your pussy on my hard, wide cock. The beginnings of a wonderful afternoon in bed with you. Let me tell y'all. That was a lot of goddamn reading. How long was I reading? For 10 minutes? It felt like an hour. Jesus, I'm sorry. My mouth was so dry. So I apologize if it got rough at the end. Yeah, so that's a little glimpse at what my interactions look like when I'm going back and forth. And I have a lot more fantasy write-ups like that. Because that's something you should ask your partner. Like for me, I want to know what gets you off, what turns you on, what's your fantasy, what's your ideal meetup, just a regular day meetup. What does that look like and feel like? What turns you on? What excites you? And in something so well written as that, it is, oh my goodness, excuse me. It is very clear, you know, that, you know, this man wants to please me, focus on me, also get pleased at, you know, his demand and with him having the control. And so, yeah, Pat is a very gentle, I mean, it's hard to even call him a dom, but because he's a gentle dom. Like, he asserts control, but it's in a gentle and soft way. But he does spank. But it's never, like, you know, severe. So, I don't know. It's hard to explain Pat, but Pat is my excursion in the older men pond, and I'm open to doing older than that. Like, I am not closed-minded. Again, I go based on vibe, and yeah, you never know. You know, attraction does not have a label. It does not have, you know, blue eyes and blonde hair. It's all about how a person makes you feel. And I think that if people open themselves up to those types of interactions and just forget about looks and forget about all the bullshit of the world and just focus on the human interaction, how does this person make you feel? So super, super, just open. Just be open. I'm super open just by, you know, I don't know if it's nature or nurture, but, you know, I am very open to just life and watching people from afar and respecting whatever it is that they got going on, because your business is your business and mine is mine. So I'm gonna worry about mine. You focus on yours, and then we can just keep growing and thriving in our own capacities without me worrying about you and you worrying about me. So that's for me. I don't really care what anybody thinks. So it's like, I'm just gonna live my best life and enjoy the world. I mean, because there are people that I'm just like, I fucked him. What the hell? Like, I look at pictures, I'm like, I really fucked him. And then I can think back to how good the fucking sex was, and I'm like, shit, I really fucked him. What the hell? So, yeah, that was a whole bunch of a lot of things. And again, I want to thank you all. If you're not following us, you can find me on Instagram at Kink Unashamed. The email address, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, feedback. If you want to be entered in for a giveaway, just shoot me an email, say enter me for a giveaway, and maybe I'll throw some email addresses in, like, randomizer.com, and we can get some winners that way. because I really do want to get back to y'all, because I really appreciate you coming back and continuing to listen and support. And I'm going to shut up with all my rambling and talking. Until next week, stay kinky, try something new, and let me know how life is treating you. Thank y'all. Bye.